The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And good morning. How are you doing this morning? This is Guardian Radio AM, and my name is C.A. Nuri, and I'm holding on. I am continuing to hold on and hold on until someone who is greater than I come here, where I can't even hold their slippers. The last time I was on The Guardian, I had a conversation. I had a conversation about community. Nay, the conversation was about residential area versus commercial. This debate has been in the news for a while. We see that the Northern States Association is in an outrage, saying that their street is being invaded by commercialism. Too many businesses is opening inside that residential area, and the people aren't happy. The last time I was here, we spoke about a particular area, a particular community, a particular residential area, and the residents were up in arms, saying that what is happening to their community is not right and that it needs to be addressed. And last time I was here, I talked specifically about a pig business, swimming pig business. And that got all kind of phone calls and people concerned and giving their opinions. And I want to continue that conversation today because Adelaide is special. Adelaide is not just a residential area. Adelaide is a historical community. The residents of Adelaide have a duty of care to the Bahamas. That means they have a duty of care to me. And I have an obligation to safeguard the soul of Adelaide. I personally think Adelaide is broken. Let me repeat that. I believe that Adelaide is broken, and that the community members of Adelaide has let the entire Bahamas down. And that might be harsh, because you don't say, what did we do? The debate, what is happening in Adelaide, means that Adelaide needs to be fixed. It means that the residents in Adelaide need to be more involved in their own conversation, need to be more involved in the direction of where it's heading to. And today I'm going to have some guests. I'm going to have some guests who's going to explain themselves. They call themselves an association. I'm hoping that they're on Zoom, and I'm going to look at the producer now to see if they're there so I can start this conversation early. And I want you to take part in this conversation. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And of course, the text line, which is very popular, is 422-4796. And tell my guests come on and that they can explain their association and what it is that they are concerned about. I want to talk some more about swimming pigs. And I want to talk some more about Adelaide community and what it means to the Bahamas and what I find concerning. Right? I see I have a phone call. I'm going to go to the phone call first and then go introduce my guests. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you online?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I know you're calling early, so I can let you lead the direction.
Hey, Sue, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man.
Yeah, sound like you are talking about the tendency of our people to be tourists in their own country.
And that's part of the conversation, too. And I appreciate you. Man, I appreciate you for saying that. Because at times, it seems as if I am a tourist in my own country.
Yeah. See, I didn't know. Now, the whole thing about, now, you know, as we discuss business and neighborhoods, there are certain businesses that have to be inside neighborhoods, Okay?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
It's because, back in my day, small business, or like actually more like a gathering place, especially for youngsters after school, and they had like these living examples in terms of what could be done, plus what is needed, you know, inside, you know, inside our communities, you know.
Yes. But, go ahead.
No, but you know what? You know, I can try to listen to you, you see.
And I appreciate that, man. And if as you listen, if you need to call back because I'm going to ask some important questions today. And I want to get a response to it. And producer, do we have my Zoom guest today? Okay. Welcome. Is this Sam Duncombe?
It is.
Hi. How are you doing, by the way? And let me do a proper introduction because I had prepared something in my mind and I wanted to introduce you properly, but I wasn't sure if it's going to just be you or if you're going to bring a contingent with you. And I didn't want to make your guest feel jealous, but you are important to me. Sam Duncombe is a superhero. I consider a superhero, and especially for a woman in small stature, to stand up against big government, you know, big business, and declare that you will not pass. You should know that's my favorite show. That's Lord of the Rings, where the wizard told the demons you can't go further. I just want to use that quote. And I want to say that I appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time to explain exactly what is your frustration. Mind you, I plan to ask some tough questions. So I hope you prepared for that. But before you start, right, if you have other persons on the Zoom, can you at least introduce them so I know who all I'm speaking with?
Thank you, first of all, for taking the time to have us on your show. So far, it doesn't look like one of the people who was going to join me, Leslie Vanderpool, could not make it. And I'm not sure what has happened to Rupert Stewart, who was also supposed to be on the call today. He's also a resident of Adelaide.
So that's fine. That's fine. So let me speak towards you live in Adelaide. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And you have a concern about a business that is invading, or no, let me use a better word. They are breaking the law, basically how you see it.
Well, let me put it to you like this. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but I sent you a zoning map.
Yes, I saw that.
Providence. Adelaide, where we live, is listed as low density residential one. So essentially that's single family homes, period. So you will have to understand my complete shock when, two commercial tourism facilities popped up on our road, pretty much unannounced, no town meeting, no communication with the residents on this road. That's an issue. You know, according to town planning, there has to be consultation. That has not happened. Mr. Johnson, who has, after 8 months in operation, applied for site plan approval. He's been operating for 8 months. How is it that he has essentially circumvented the law? Because when I applied for a business license, I had to go to town planning and get approval from town planning to operate my business. And I was told,
did she get dropped? Okay, Sam, if you get on, I'll continue. And I'm going to talk about Mr. Johnson and his business later on inside the show, right? But I want to talk about the community of Adelaide first, just so I can understand exactly what type of place we're dealing with. Because Adelaide is special. And I hear you mention residential area and residential one. But Adelaide is a unique place. It needs to have business and commerce. So the idea of saying that it can only have houses, I cannot just accept that. I got to have at least a clinic. Surely there's a clinic in Adelaide. Surely there needs to have a small food store in Adelaide. You can't just say, no, this is for residents only. You know, it's community. and it is a historical community which has a duty to be self-sufficient. So I'm not saying nothing about the pig business yet, because I'm going to reach the pig business, because I feel you with the pig business now. I feel you with the pig business, and I'm going to go there. But I want to know if, when you say residents, who do you mean? Is there an association that is complaining? Is it all the residents of Adelaide complaining? Or just happen to be two or three people on this particular street? I see we have a caller. Let me hear what the caller is saying. Caller, go ahead. You're in Guardian in the morning. Guardian Radio in the morning. And the caller gone. It couldn't wait on me. Do we have another caller? I see it's still blinking green. Let's continue. So as I did some research for the show, and as I wait on Sam Duncombe to come back, I found out that there is no association in Adelaide. And I got a little peeved over that. And so, because I said, what do you mean there's no association? A historical village of the Bahamas must have an association. So I dig a little further and found out that a particular street, one street, has an association, right? And it happens that that street is where Sam Duncombe lives. They have organized themselves. And I want to know, how come, if they are a community, how come the street has an association separate from the whole community? Duncombe, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I had lost internet connection.
These things happen with technology, I understand. And I want to know about your association. Are you a part of an association? Because I got a letter from the Beach Drive Residents Association.
Yes, the Beach Drive Road has created an association. And it's been that way for, I think, since 2019, where we were communicating with one another, letting people know what was going on our road. I've been living in Adelaide full-time for 15 years.
So you're a full-time resident. You're a true Adelaidean. 15 years is a long time. You're a part of the community.
I have been coming to Adelaide for 30 years. Mm. So I don't know where I got cut off when you had asked me the initial question.
What I said, that I want to pause on talking about the pig business, and I want to understand the community and what is it that your association does. And after you explain that, I'm going to go straight for us explaining your concerns about the pig, because if I'm correct, you live between two different pig business. Is that true?
Yes, I agree.
And see, and no one knows about that. That there are two, not one. There are two swimming the pigs in Adelaide, and we don't even know how they get there. But I don't want to talk about that yet, because when I start that, I think I'm going to be like a bull, and bull and pigs don't get well. And I want to know about the Adelaide Association, and if the association has merit. And what is your influence there? See, this is my concern, right? You call your street Beach Drive Road, right? That's correct?
Right.
But when I was younger, and I'm only 40 odd, that used to be Liberated African Way. And I want to know who changed that name. That break my heart. I say, the devil is a liar. One minute, Sam. One minute, Sam. I just want to get this out of my heart right now. I said, the devil is a liar. Someone changed Liberated African Way and call it Beach. I say, who is that devil? Who is that devil who's trying to... The government changed Liberate? My God.
The government, I don't remember how many years ago it was, put up signs so that when you come through the village in Adelaide, main road, you can go left or east, and that was called Liberated African Way, and the road that goes west was called Beach Drive. Absolutely nothing to do with the naming of the roads.
The signs popped up.
Exactly.
I'm going to write government over it now, because it hurt me. It hurt me to the point, to the core, because Adelaide is special. Are you familiar with the history of Adelaide in terms... I mean, I know you are, so I'm basically clickbaiting, and forgive me for doing that. Right? Because the reason why I'm saying that is, right, because I understand and I appreciate your association, and I want the association to join up with the rest of Adelaide, because it has a duty of care of it. But the very idea that someone can change an African village name and name it something more flowery, more touristic oriented. It's an affront to African people. Like,
well,
history
I think
doesn't
you should
matter.
Take that up with the government.
I plan to. I hope you don't mind if they change the name back. I'm going to ask you to join me when I petition the government to have the name change, because I want you to be a champion on that. I have a caller, and let me see what the caller is going to say, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to move now to your issue. I'm getting slowly to move into your issue. Caller, go ahead. The caller drop again? There's no call? Okay, let me continue, even though I see it blinking. Okay. Now I understand that the community, the street that you're on, the association that you have, is not a general association. It's an association for your particular street. Is that correct?
Right. We notify each other when whatever's happening on the road. And that was basically the main thrust of the association. So part of the issue also is, like I said, I have lived in Adelaide for 15 years. I have never been told of a community meeting in Adelaide except for last week when I asked somebody that I have worked with before, you know, why is it that I'm hearing that community meetings are happening, but we are never told what's happening. So there's a breakdown in communication. I don't know if they don't want us there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a whole different story.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But the thing is that, you know, personally, I have never had an issue with anybody in Adelaide. So I don't really understand the blockout, if you will.
I understand.
I was literally invited to a meeting on Sunday on Facebook.
I'm glad they included you.
By one of the people... because I actually asked about it. I wasn't invited to it. I asked, you know, if this association is happening, why is it that the people that live on this road are excluded from those meetings? Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the people in the community for sure knows who I am, for sure knows I have an interest in what goes on in the community. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you about that. I'm just telling you from my position what the story is.
Yes, and I plan to explore your position because, like I said, your position has credit.
I would like to address your first question.
Yes, go ahead.
Like I said, I don't know where I got cut off. Beach Drive, African Liberated Way, is zoned as low density residential one. So you will have to understand my complete and utter shock when I saw two commercial tourism facilities pop up on our road with no consultation, no public meeting, no nothing. I was informed by one of the owners in early 2021.
Which owner?
This is what he was doing.
Which owner was this?
That was Paul Neely. His project is called the Pig Beach.
Okay.
And then in June, Charles Johnson, who used to work with Paul Neely, they had a falling out, and he decided he was going to go to the West and open up his own facility.
And so there are two pig operations operating in the, and basically you're in the middle of that. That's what you're saying.
Yes. But it's not just me who has an issue with it, and I think that you need to understand that.
I see the whole street. I see the whole street basically of concern.
How would you feel if where you live, all of a sudden, you had screaming tourists, screaming pigs, screaming staff, ATVs rolling up and down your road, tour cars flying through the tiny roads, people bringing in busloads of tourists, where literally, you know, in 30 years, I've seen 10 tourists on the beach. It's been plenty. I have no problem with people discovering Adelaide. I have a problem with this wholesale commercialization of the road that we live on. And, you know, when these operators talk about how they are helping the people in the village. If you really wanted to help the people in the village, why didn't you set up small business loans get little kiosks put inside the village, bus in the tourists, let the tourists directly benefit those people instead of
bringing them out. All the way out now. We could talk about that later. Because, I vexed about that. We can stick. If you want to talk about a pig, we could talk about a pig. But let me read this text. Hey, Nuri, Sam is my shiro. I agree with her about the zoning of residential versus commercial. Adelaide should be preserved as a heritage site. If people want to swim with pigs, there are other options off New Providence which to choose. This encourages tourists to leave New Providence and to visit the Fanny Islands. I just want to read that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this whole pig experience started in Exuma. Now it's being expropriated all over the country. So the tourists that were going specifically to Exuma are not necessarily going to Exuma for that experience anymore. They can easily fly into Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Eleuthera, or anywhere on the in this country to swim with pigs. Like, you know, it's like Eleuthera is famous for its pineapples. Should every island have a pineapple fest now? Or should that be exclusive to Eleuthera, to encourage commerce to that island?
And I agree, and I have opinions on that, right? And I even question Ministry of Works. I'm not sure who gives the licenses out, but surely you mentioned Paul Neely had a license to open up this business, right?
Well,
and that's why I'm concerned. Who was the person they spoke to? To get that license.
We have asked to see the licenses. Nobody is providing a license. The fact that Charles Johnson, after 8 months of operating, is now seeking site plan approval through through town planning or physical planning is absolutely ludicrous. When I applied for business license, I had to get approval from town planning to operate a business from my home. It says, I cannot bring anybody to my house as a client. I can only do phone and internet orders because this is a residential property.
Yes.
So how is it then that I can't bring one single soul here, but they can busload people into our community?
And let's talk about that, busing people in the community. Do you have a problem with Adelaide being a historical venue where busloads of tourists, and Bahamians, of course, can come in the community and walk around? I know you have a house there. Are you concerned about that as a resident?
Listen, if the commerce, if the community of Adelaide, the village per se, wants to have people come into the village and explore the neighborhood, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem. And again, look at the zoning map and see what
we can. Change zoning map. We can only always change. Mind you, in Fox Hill, they have a ordinance that you cannot play junk new music after 12 midnight, right? It's some kind of noise ordinance. You come there, Fox and Congo's playing until 1 o'clock, and the whole community understands. They say, no, junk new coming up. Let these people play because we, Fox and Congo's, got to win. We ain't win yet. So we're able to, close our eyes for the sake of the community. Surely, for the sake of the community, one or two things can be tweaked in order for the community to survive. It can't be so hard-handed, right? It got to have a food store. Can you imagine if they close? Adelaide
there
have a clinic,
a
right?
There's a small food store on Adelaide that comes into the village. There's also another small food store on the road behind me. So, like I said, this is about allowing busloads of people, lots of noise all day long. It creating air and water pollution.
There you go with that lot of noise and lots of tourists again. I get a concern every time you say it. I get a little concern that you don't want the people to come there. You said you're cool with it, and every minute you bring it up, are you cool with it or you don't? Or you ain't cool with it?
Like I said, I am not cool with it where I live.
Well, you live have the only beach.
If
whole street have the whole beach. There's no other beach. The one your road has the only beach in Adelaide. Then from one end to the next,
okay.
There's no water beach. If I come to Adelaide, I won't go on the beach. Now you're trying to say you're not cool with me to go on the beach. Something is wrong with that.
Okay. When you come through Adelaide, if you continue to drive straight through, you will meet the beach.
I mean, you mean the ramp? You mean I'll meet the ramp?
And there's the beach on either side of the ramp. There is also beach access on Beach Drive further down. West of me, there's also
the private one where I have to pay to go on it. Because I saw there's rent a spot and say I got to pay money because I try to go on that one and the man said this is private property.
Is a beach access sign in that cut that nobody can stop anybody from going into.
Okay.
If you go left. At that junction, you'll pass the graveyard, and there is access to the beach all along that road until you come to King Bell's house.
I tried that this weekend. I saw the graveyard. I hop over the graveyard a wall. And
access the beach from the graveyard.
I tried to go on the beach, and I didn't see the access. So I want you to describe this access because I only see that ramp. I go on as far as the MP house, and the MP house have the whole place block off. I can't even get to the creek no more. And I'm watching the community and those people who live on this drive, this road, and they blocking off the beach. And I don't like it. And that's why I'm kind of concerned, because I hear you. I'm not quite comfortable with the pig thing, but I understand that y'all look like you're making a gated community. And I kind of uneasy with it because I can't enjoy Adelaide no more because there's no beach access. And that ramp you're talking
That's
about?
That's not true. That is an incorrect statement completely. There is beach access.
Please correct me. Go ahead.
I have already told you there's a beach access route immediately south when you come through the village. If you continue to drive, you will get to the ramp. You have access to the beach on either side.
On the ramp, yes.
If you go left and you pass the graveyard, there's lots of open space where you can access the beach there. Now, I can't tell you the last time I drove down that way, but I could drive as far as the last property on the coast, which is Keith Bell's house.
And it's blocked off
now,
after
yes,
that.
He has a portion of his property fenced off.
I'm just talking about the road because I remember when I was a college student at UB or College of the Bahamas, we drove all of that because we did our ecology class that way. We can't drive that no more. I can't even walk over there. It's a big, somewhat. And I know it's an MP did it. And it blocked off all of that area. And I said, I can't even do the ecology class no more. I got to climb mountains to just basically get access to part of Adelaide, which is mine. Something is wrong with that. And I'm frustrated. I am frustrated, and as an environmentalist, I didn't hear you cry out, say, hey, Mr. MP, you can't do that. Bahamians need access to that part of land. It look good. Oh, Lord, it look good.
Are you talking about Keith Bell's property? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to say there's no driveway past that way at all. But I have a caller. Let me make the caller come through and make sure a lot of people want to chime in, and then we'll see what we go on further that. Go ahead, caller. Everyone hanging up. They're not holding on. So we'll continue, right? So.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
If this is next door to your house, would you be cool with it?
No one crazy enough to put a pig farm, a piggery, next to my house in Fox Hill. They know better. Because I cook a lot. I cook a lot, and I love up a pork chop. I'm just saying. We different in Fox Hill. Adelaide people kind of reserve.
Okay, so all I'm, in terms of my particular property or anybody's property across this entire country, I have dogs. So I have my yard fenced in because I don't want my dogs to be a nuisance to anybody. I also want to keep them safe. That's why my yard is fenced in. And you're making that sound like that's a problem.
No.
And here it is. No. I'm making sure that my dogs are not a nuisance to anybody.
And I agree.
So you can't have it both ways, because the law tells me if I have dogs, I need to contain them. And that's what I do.
Okay. I have a text here that says, Sam wants people to invite her to meetings, but don't invite others to her meetings. She have to stop discrimination. What you discriminating against? These people have to go far. Cecil, I don't care if you think she is a hero. Sam is a hero. Text her. I see what she have done. I've seen what she have done for the Bahamas, and I ain't gonna read that no more, because what she have contributed, she is definitely a hero. I have another text says, Cecil, so only where Sam have association, not invited others to join. So you have an association that you did not invite people to join? That's what they're asking? But you want to rule entire Adelaide without one association?
The association that was created to notify people that live on this road what's happening on this road.
So it's a special association.
No, it's not special. It's like if you have a community where people want to notify one another if the generator got stolen, or if your dog is running loose, or your pigs are running loose, etc. We can communicate with one another and tell people what's going on. That's what it is. Okay? So don't make it something that it isn't. But, you know, like I said, we have been here. My husband's family has had this property since the 1940s.
Yes, I'm so familiar with the family.
We have just as much right to be here as anybody in the Bahamas has any right to own property in this country.
But let's talk about that. I love historical places. I'm familiar with the family owning the property from the 1940s, because I did some research. I'm even familiar with another family, vaguely related to your husband's family and in general. And they give back land to the community. And as they moved out, said that the land itself is precious and sacred. And I'm moving forward.
Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay, moving forward, I want to know the narrative of Adelaide. Is the narrative of Adelaide important to the residents of Beach Drive residents, right? Beach Drive Road. I'm not sure that they bought into the idea that Adelaide is a unique African village. Mind you, there may be people who are not of African descent living there. But the overall ethos of the community must be African, or should be African. So persons like myself, who is seeking to identify and have pride in oneself, should be able to go to Adelaide and identify something that is African-oriented. And I'm not sure of the people on your side of the street, right? The idea that they changed the whole name of the road, not you, of course, but the government, tells a tale that African in the village, the history of the village ain't important. And see, that subtleness is infuriating, it's insulting, it's demeaning, especially...
I hear you.
And I just want to know if you would join me when I start making noise that the name need to change back.
I have no problem with the name changing back.
Oh, praise God.
I have absolutely no problem with the name changing. What I have a problem with is let's follow the laws of the land and let us, you know, determine... These spots are for tourism. These spots are for farming. These spots are for residential areas. And that's my concern. That is what my concern is. I wrote a brief outline a couple of years ago, and I sent it to our then minister, MP Vaughan Miller, which talked about creating a community farm in Adelaide. Talked about installing solar water heaters, solar panels, you know, having fun days out at Adelaide, doing spay and neuter programs. That went into file 13. Those are the kinds of things that I wanted to see for Adelaide, and maybe nobody else in the village wants that. And that's fine and fair enough. But my voice, our voices, we're silenced because that, you know, we're trying to make sure that our community stays a community and we get along with one another. And now what is happening is we are the people who live on this road. And let me explain to you, most of the people who own property on this road are not white people. And they also have a problem with our road becoming commercial. If, like I said, if our Adelaide Road Village Road wants to go commercial, then they are more than welcome to do so. I don't have a problem with people coming to the beach. In fact, the more people that enjoy nature, maybe the more they'll understand why they need to protect it. Mm-hmm. I have spent the last 30 years trying to protect communities from predatory businesses, mostly foreign. And now, because I'm trying to protect my own personal neighborhood, I'm being vilified for that? Come on, man.
Well, definitely I'm not vilifying for you because I understand your point. And that's why I'm glad that you are on to explain the point, because few behemoths know that you had two pig business and pigs running out of the yard. But I want to talk about a parking lot, but I'm going to mention that soon. But I have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, good morning.
Go ahead. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. I admire Ms. Duncan, but I was always a follower of hers. But in this instance, I can't go along with her.
Why not?
Because you have Paradise Island, okay? People live over at Paradise Island. In fact, some of the wealthiest people in this country live over at Paradise Island. Yet Paradise Island is a resort. So if Adelaide is an historic site, all right, why can't we as local people, and you know that, you know when I use that term, what I mean.
No, I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know what you mean. No.
Okay. We have local people.
Yeah, she's okay, local. She's been there for 15 years.
Pardon again?
She's been there for 15 years. She's local.
So born
No. I'm speaking about Adelaide Village. People, the residents of Adelaide Village.
Okay.
That's why I asked you if you followed me.
No, I didn't. That's why I stopped you and said, no, I have no idea what you're talking
there,
about.
There. You got people down there. A lot of them are hurting.
Okay?
A lot of them are small man. Just like Paradise Island can have residents, people who live over there. Yet, that is a tourist resort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Adelaide Village, why? It's a historic site. Why can't our little people make money over there, down there too? I don't care if you think, well, okay, you have dogs. No, it's a historic site. Foxhill can do it. Bay and Town, if you can't find somewhere to find some pigs to sit someplace, allow them to do it. Why doesn't she go over to Paradise Island and complain over there then with those residents? Okay, there are residents, people living in over at Paradise Island who have residents, their dwelling homes, and yet that is a tourist resort. Why can't Adelaide Village do it, or why can't the local man collect it? That's why she keep on pondering on it, and I'm very suspicious with her when she say busloads of tourists. What, that's what's offending you? A busloads of tourists go over to Paradise Island as well. I don't like, and like I said, I always admired you from the 80s. I remembered you, and I was very proud of you. But this time, I'm not with you. I don't think, I live in South Beach. I don't think I need to go to Exuma to see swimming pigs. I can do it in the Adelaide Village. I can do it on Paradise Island or wherever it is. I'm willing to pay my money. And I'm going to say that. That's it. Right? I disagree with you, Mom. I'm so sorry. And I do admire you, but not this time.
I hear
and
you.
I have to say good day.
I hear you calling. Thank you very much for calling and your opinion. I'm going to allow Sam to respond. But mind you, I already know what she's going to say. Right?
But go ahead. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate what the caller is saying. The thing is that when we chose to put all of our money to live in Adelaide, it was zoned residential where we live. And if I wanted to live on Paradise Island where it is zoned commercial, or Cable Beach, where there's lots of commercial activity, I would have looked to purchase property there. That's not what I wanted to live with. I loved the peace and quiet of this community. So I understand the need for jobs. And all I am saying is that if these business people who say they have created jobs for people in Adelaide, I have no problem with that. But then why didn't you go and create the jobs that benefit those people directly? Help them become masters of their own destiny. I've heard some of the guys next door complaining they ain't getting paid enough for this, you know what. So I have no problem with business people creating jobs for Bahamians. In fact, I have tried to continue to protect communities and the environment from people who just want to basically railroad us as Bahamians to do whatever they want. Follow the law, find an appropriate location, and if that's inside the village, then that's great. I have no problem with that. But I do have a problem basically with our beach, which is a public beach, okay? That everybody and anybody can come to that beach. Nobody has ever disputed that.
And Sam, we have to go to commercial break. I love what you're saying. And we're going to be right back in Guardian in the Morning with C.A. Nuri. And I'm speaking with Sam Duncombe, environmentalist. And we're having a conversation about pigs. Swim pigs that actually do breaststroke and butterfly in the Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Today.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. This global day is celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women in the Bahamas and around the world. Join us as we celebrate and recognize the outstanding Bahamian women in religion, politics, sports, national security, business, education, and community affairs. For more information, call the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300 or call your account executive. But join us as we celebrate women's achievements, raise awareness against bias during International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We are back, and I'm having a discussion with Sam Duncombe, environmentalist, and a resident of Adelaide Village, and she's a member of the Beach Drive Residents Association, and her street has been invaded by not one but two pig tour functions, right next to her, and that she has a noise pollution issue. She has pig running around in her neighborhood issue. And she's concerned because this area isn't zoned for it. It's a residential one, she mentioned, and it's zoned for only houses. And she's raised a concern, and she's waiting for government to respond. She has voiced this concern a while back. There's been silence. And now we're learning that perhaps, it's alleged that these two pig businesses don't even have license to be there. Right, but we have a number of callers who wants to weigh in, and I'm going to get those as soon as they can coming through, and I'll just read some texts and allow Ms. Duncombe to respond. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Good.
Am I on?
Yes, you are now. You are now.
Oh, godly days is talking away, so along with you and your guest, Nuri. We need justice, law, and order in this country. But let me ask you something. The pigs are the problem. What's really the problem, the main problem? Because I know some what you would call caves and all that down that way from from way back. What's really the problem?
And I'll let Sam respond to that. Thanks very much, Bremen. Any other callers there? Or I go straight to the text.
Mr. Newry, yes, can ma'am. You please let people know what number they can call in? Because I have a number of people who are asking me what the call-in number is.
Okay, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316.
325-4316. Okay, slow down. 323-6232. Uh-huh.
325-4316 and 325-4259. And I'm accepting calls. I'm going to let you conclude later on. We have about 8 minutes to go, so I'm going to let all these calls, if they be brief, I can let them all in.
Okay, can I respond to the last caller?
Go ahead.
The problem is this is a residential area, and they are operating a commercial business in a residential area. Yes. That's what the problem is. Yes.
And across from your house, there is a paved mangrove swamp. Like, someone filled it in with curry that cars can park. I'm not sure if you noticed that.
I'm sorry. You've gone very low for some reason.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you very well.
Someone filled in the mangrove in the front of your house, that area.
Listen, okay. That is not... Okay, where... Johnson is renting from the property owner, Bernard Hanna, filled in the wetland in 2019. I recorded him doing so. I called town planning. As they came and told him to stop, the dump trucks would come right behind them and continue. He was told to cease and desist. He continued. He must have brought in 15 loads of fill and dumped it on clear wetland, dumped it on it, create a parking lot. Then fenced that in, okay? Town planning was made aware of that from 2019. I called Eric Carey because the Adelaide Creek is a wild bird preserve as well. So the mangrove systems not only protect the birds, they also are a nursery for our fisheries. So if we continue to remove the places where young fish grow up, and then go out into the oceans and to the reefs, then we ain't gonna have no fish.
Agreed. And I see a number of your callers are calling in, so let them speak. Go ahead, producer. Let's patch all of them through for the last 5 minutes. Go ahead, caller. We have about 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
Hey, Nuri.
Go ahead, I'm listening. All of calls get dropped. I'm sorry. But continuing, Ms. Duncan, right? I understand and I will say this. I appreciate your concern. And the concern is real. I don't know what I would do if someone come and open up a pig tour operation next to my house, right? And so I would be concerned. But I know we have another caller.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Neary?
This is Neary.
Yeah, look here. My name is Bernard Hanna.
Go ahead, Mr. Hanna. You're the one who filled in that water swamp next door?
See, you don't know. You don't know. I've been down there since 1967. I've been down there before everybody was down there. We're down there, okay?
But I just want to know if you filled in the water swamp.
It's not. It was filled in from years ago. It was filled in with big molders, okay? Big molders. And if you go down there, you will experience that. I enhanced the property. I was down there. I had a chicken farm on there. Also, in the front of the chicken farm extended from my place to Sam Duncanson's family's place. I've been down there when they thought there was no water. So I know exactly what I'm saying. Honeycomb was the biggest club probably in the Bahamas once upon a time. It was down there, just closed about 10, 15 years ago.
But Mr. Hanna, we're talking about the environment. Mr. Hanna, we're talking about the environment.
So what about the environment?
I want to know, first, do the people have a license to open up a pig tour?
You want to ask me if they have a license?
Well, that's what the show about.
You ask, You want to know if they have a license?
You don't know if they have a license?
I have to talk with the person who I leased the place out to.
Oh, so you cannot add about the conversation about license or not?
Yeah, can I? No, I'm going to ask to tell you why I never thought it was residential.
So you don't know if it's residential or not? Or are you saying that it's not residential?
I am telling you what has been happening down there, okay? All those persons being there, most of them being on there for 15 years, okay? So when you say somebody says residential, that's why I'm telling you it's factual.
We saw the document. The document says that it's definitely residential. So we know for a fact that
it is residential.
Okay. And now we're saying that they're trying to enforce the law to make sure that just not being a law that is going to be enforced. And I see you're running out of time, Mr. Hano. I wish you'd called earlier.
Well, I was trying to get on.
I understand.
But I will call you back. But
yes.
I don't know. It's always been a business place. But and now that is a place that everybody seems to understand where Adelaide is, what Adelaide is all about. And the people in Adelaide seem to be the most happy they have ever been. Okay?
And thank you very much, Hannah. And I want to thank Sam Duncan for coming on the show with me. I ran out of time. At least I need an hour and a half. You can see I need an hour and a half to wrap these things up because I have a whole heap of callers who wanted to call in and chime in. But Ms. Duncan, I appreciate you. I understand your plight. I wish you good luck in your fight. And thank you very much for continuing to support the environment of the Bahamas. And we have your back. And we just need to say that Adelaide is not just a residential area. It's a community, and as a community, the people need to come together and make it possible to have wealth for everyone, you know, to have business and commerce. But thank you very much. This is Guardian in the Morning. My name is C.A. Nuri, and I enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful day.